My next guest here in the house, he's got another hat. He's here to share his latest work along with Gary Brown. Anchor Up, Competitive Greatness, the Grand Valley Way, a foreword by Brian Kelly. You know that name, and you know this name, Tim Selgo. I guess we'll call you former athletic director for Grand Valley State University. Didn't go back to your day job?
No, it is former as director of athletics, but I'm keeping busy, Shelley. Thanks. It's great to be back here with WGVU and talk a little bit about my book.
Yeah, first of all, let's talk about you. What has been your history with Grand Valley?
Well, my time with Grand Valley started way back in 1996 when I was named the director of athletics there. So for the past 20 years, until my retirement as director of athletics in July of 2016, about 10 months ago now, I spent 20 years absolutely enjoying thoroughly, wonderfully rewarding and rich career in athletics in total. I spent 35 years in college athletics, 7 years as a coach of basketball at the University of Toledo, where I played, that's my alma mater.
That was your deal, huh?
Yes, I was. I got both my bachelor's and master's at Toledo while playing college basketball there and coaching there. And then I was associate athletics director there for 8 years, from 1988 to 1996, before coming to Grand Valley. So I've got 35 years of college athletics experience, 28 years in athletics administration, 20 as the director of athletics, which led to the writing of my book, Anchor Up, Competitive Greatness, the Grand Valley Way. I had a story to tell, certainly the story of Grand Valley athletics. And it also is a book about leadership, and I wanted to share my thoughts about leadership to be of help to leaders of any walk of life, not just in athletics. Certainly this book is about college athletics, but there are leadership principles and stories in there that I think would transcend athletics and be of help to anybody that's in any kind of a leadership position in the world today.
Again, I want to ask us specifically about leadership and more, but wow, during your time at Grand Valley, Tim, the amount of championships that were won under, well, your leader as director of athletics, mind-boggling, I'm quoting.
We had a good run, and that's because we had a lot of great people. The one thing that I have always understood, not just in college athletics, but I think in any walk of life, the most important job of the leader is to surround himself or herself with great people. And I was very fortunate. You mentioned Brian Kelly, who did the forward for my book, now the head coach of the University of Notre Dame. Brian helped really get things rocking and rolling for Laker athletics. And he and his wife, Pocky, have been wonderfully supportive of Grand Valley, and we're so proud of everything he's accomplished. But numerous others, from Chuck Martin, who's now the head football coach at Miami University, Dave Deanney, who's now the head women's soccer coach at the University of Iowa, Lisa Sweeney, who was our senior associate athletics director and became the athletics director at Armstrong State University, Division II school in Savannah, Georgia. I'm missing others, I'm sure. But those folks, and along with the current staff that's there at Grand Valley now, they are the ones that made for these great stories. But it's also the thousands of student athletes that competed over 20 years. We had some wonderful young men and young women. They're an inspiration to me. And there's some great stories in that book about some of those young people. It's about people. People make you successful. And you know, in higher education, we're not making widgets. There is no widget to make. The whole premise is to develop people. In our case, in the intercollegiate athletics department, it was to find the best and brightest student athletes that helped them achieve their full potential. And then it was to find the best talent possible from the leadership positions, on your coaching staff, in your administrative and support staff. And I always wanted to hire people who I thought were better than I was, more talented than I saw. I looked at someone and said, this person's better than me. That's what I wanted on my staff. And I think that book is full of people like that, that helped help make that book happen.
Awesome. Well, again, your book full of leadership steps. You include five. We'll review a couple of them. And you begin with somewhat of a quote. Your leadership step one, Tim, establish a vision for what you want to accomplish.
Well, it does start with a vision. I think people of Grand Valley will remember Don Lubbers, the legendary president of Grand Valley State University, who was a man with a vision. What Grand Valley is today, 55 plus years after it began, and you could say that Bill Seidman and the early board of trustees at Grand Valley also were people of vision. This is what they envisioned. But Don Lubbers for 33 years made that vision happen. And so you must establish a vision for your program. You must establish what is it you want to accomplish. And for us at Grand Valley Athletics, that vision included, most importantly, what we called our three fundamentals for success. And I talk about it a lot in that book because fundamentals are something that's a term that's often used in athletics. Fundamentals, if you want to be good in a sport, you must master the fundamentals. If you want to be good in leadership, you must master the fundamentals of leadership. And for us, leading an athletics department, these were our three fundamentals for success for the Laker Athletics Department staff. You had to, first fundamental for success, create the best learning environment possible. Those kids were here to get an education. They're here to learn. It's our job to teach. It's our job to work with them. Our learning lab in college athletics is the playing fields and the courts and the pools and the golf courses. That's our learning lab. Those kids learn so many life lessons that they won't normally learn on a college campus through that experience. I know. I live that. I learned those lessons that helped me to this day. So that's fundamental number one, create the best learning environment possible. Fundamental number two, and the book's title has this in it. Challenge our student athletes and our teams to competitive greatness. Mm-hmm. All right, so how do we define competitive greatness? You define competitive greatness the way John Wooden, the late great coach from UCLA, defined it. You have to be able to come through with your best effort and best performance when it is most needed. In order to do that, you have to come through with your best effort, best performance every day. And we wanted to challenge, as a staff, we want to challenge those kids to come through with their best effort, best performance every day. We owed them that. That was our job. That was a fundamental that we had to, we wanted them, when their career was done, to be the best student, the best athlete, and the best citizen they could be. Now, you notice when we define competitive greatness, Shelley, yes, we don't say anything about championships won, conference banners on the wall, first team All-American. We're talking about coming through with your best effort, best performance when it's most needed. And we challenged them to do that. And the reason we did that is every one of those student athletes that played at Grand Valley were eventually going to go out in the real world. Our mission at Grand Valley, educate our students to shape their lives, their professions, and their societies. That was our mission at Laker Athletics. And we want to challenge those kids because when they get out there in the real world, whether they're in the classroom, in the business environment, in a healthcare facility, they're going to have to come through with their best effort, best performance every day. Those students in the classroom expect your best effort, best performance every day. The patients in a healthcare facility are going to expect your best effort, best performance every day. Business community, certainly. If you want to be successful in business, you better be ready to bring your best effort, best performance every day. So that was fundamental number two. And lastly, fundamental number three, commit the energy necessary for success. I could live with mistakes. I could live with failures. I couldn't live with people that weren't willing to give their best effort. And so committing the energy necessary for success from the top on down, I think is vital. When you're around 18 to 22-year-olds every day, you better bring some passion every day. You better bring some energy and some enthusiasm every day. You can't fool kids, and they know it when it starts from the top down. So I thought that was important for us as a staff. That was the vision. That was what we wanted to do, to establish those fundamentals. Now, specific goals. Every year, one of our specific goals that was part of the mission was to win the President's Cup. The President's Cup is our conference's all-sports trophy. It was, we wanted to be good in every sport that we had at Grand Valley, be the best we could be in every sport that we had. Grand Valley is noted for Laker football. we're the winningest program in the history of NCAA football, regardless of division. But we're so good in so many other sports because we weren't going to settle for mediocrity. We wanted to be the best we could be in every sport. And the measure of doing that in a conference is to win that all-sports trophy. For us, it was the President's Cup. We won it for the first time in 20 years in 1999. There's a great story in the book about that. And I'm not going to tell it here because that's I'm going to throw a teaser out there to our audience.
Yep.
But that's what we want to do. We won it in 1999. We've won it every year since. And that was also part of the vision, to be the best we could be in a broad-based athletics program and define excellence throughout our 20 varsity sports.
Along with, again, reminding us what it takes to be that outstanding leader. You even defined where Louie the Laker, comes from.
Oh, there's a great story in there of how we named Louie. We had a mascot, sort of, when I got there in 96. It was kind of referred to as the quote-unquote Great Laker. But we had to do something about that. And again, there's a great story in the book about that. The late Rob Odieski, who was our first marketing director, and I came up with that name, and I think people will think it's cute.
Awesome. Well, Tim Selgo, you along with Gary Round, writing Anchor Up, Competitive Greatness, the Grand Valley Way, with your foreword by Brian Kelly. Hopefully you've signed his copy.
I certainly have. In fact, I made a special trip down to South Bend to watch a spring practice a month or so ago to specifically hand Brian a signed copy from me and have a good conversation with him, and hope the Irish can get it going again this year.
How do we get our copy of Anchor Up?
Well, it can be purchased. I'm going to start with the website of my publisher. My publisher is Five Count Publishing, and I would recommend the best method for people to get a copy of Anchor Up is to go to the Five Count Publishing website. That's www.fivecountpub, fivecountpub.com. And you can go .com/anchorup. It'll take you right to the landing page for my book. But go to Five Count Publishing's website, get a copy. It's also available on Amazon.com. Other outlets throughout West Michigan carry it. The Meyer store at Lake Michigan Drive in Wilson, and the Laker store on the campus of Grand Valley State University has copies of Anchor Up. So folks on campus can go there and get a copy as well.
As they should. Better be displayed right when I walk in there at your home base. Tim Selgo, thank you very much. Your energy is great. Keep it up as you look for that second or third journey in life. That's what we do. Take care to you.
Thanks, Shelly. Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome.